T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
They're clearing grates, testing flood doors, and putting sandbags down for what's anticipated to be a prolonged flooding event across our area tomorrow from ESAES. WCBS's Steve Burns is following the preparations across our area, and he joins us now. So, Steve, first, in the city itself, what's happening to get ready?
Well, Linda, for the city, everything is up and running at the Emergency Management Center. We heard from Mayor de Blasio. His primary focus seems to be Lower Manhattan, the South Street Seaport area. He says that's where models seem to be indicating the flooding, the storm surge could be the worst. So temporary barriers and sandbags are being put up from Wall Street to Water Street, hopefully to keep the water out. And of course, the usual things, making sure drains and catch basins are clear, personnel getting deployed out to flood-prone highways like the FDR, Belt Parkway, trying to keep them clear. The mayor was asked if anything's happening for other parts of the city that tend to get flooded, talking places like Coney Island, the Rockaways, Staten Island's Eastern Shore. But he and his staff insisted the model show the only place it could get inundated is that South Street Seaport area. So we'll have to see if that holds up.
And you also heard from higher-ups at the MTA. What's their plan?
Right. Lots of preparation underway at the MTA, doing the usual with clearing grates, testing doors, that kind of thing. The thing to keep an eye on if you're getting on a train or driving into the city tomorrow is the wind speed. Magic number is 39 miles an hour for sustained winds. That's when they say they might have to halt commuter rail, stop the above ground subway service, and maybe restrict traffic on bridges because things could get dangerous. We know Metro North is set to go to a weekend schedule tomorrow. Some of those tracks have overhead wires. They say they want to make sure there's time to clear any trees that come down. They also told me it is inevitable we're going to see videos and photos on social media of water pouring into subway stations. They say that's just the city's sewer system on the street getting overwhelmed, and there's not much they can do about it.
And that's just normal day in the city for social media, of course.
Right.
So finally, Hoboken is always a point of concern in this type of event. What's happening there?
Yeah, Hoboken always seems to get the worst, or some of the worst flooding in our area. We heard from Mayor Ravi Bala. Really didn't beat around the bush that much. He said it's going to be bad. There could be some substantial flooding, maybe so bad, he said, you may not be able to get in or out of Hoboken tomorrow. He told people who have cars parked in flood zones to get those cars out or they could be totaled. He's also instituting a travel restriction. Nobody except essential workers and first responders are going to be allowed on Hoboken roads between 5 p.m. Tuesday and 5 a.m. Wednesday. He said those roads need to be clear for first responders, and they don't want to have to deal with rescuing people who get stuck because of high floodwaters.
That's WCBS reporter Steve Burns with the latest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.